Stevie Wonder and That Girl. At WKBW at 7:30 in the morning, our congratulations to Evelyn Dryden of Bullis Road out there in Elma. Just won 2 tickets to the WKBW Invitational Premiere Screening of Jaws 3D. It'll be held, as you know, right around the corner this Thursday, July 21st at 8 o'clock. Also got herself a shark's tooth. And Evelyn decided to draw a pass there when it came to that drawing for the shark-eating contest. Can't say as I blame her. So the answer to that part of it is no. And as far as the delicacies in the sea, there are 3 of them that will be provided by Schneider's Seafood on Elmwood Avenue. One, of course, will be shark meat. The other two, quien sabe, who knows. But you'll know something when you put your palate to it. Good luck to Evelyn Dryden, and good luck to all of you. Your next chance to win comes up soon on KB Radio 15. Now let's get an update in our headline news. Here's Rob Stoddard.
Good morning. The second hijacking of a U.S. airliner to Cuba this week happened this morning when an Eastern L-1011 was diverted to Havana by a Cuban exile who claimed to have a bomb in a briefcase. Right now, 74 degrees downtown. I'm Rob Stoddard at 7:33, and now with sports, here's Tom Shannon.
Thank you, Rob.
Major League.
Danny does that, too, over there. Sleep well. Sleep well. Major League Baseball, American League last night, a doubleheader. Milwaukee took both games to the doubleheader. First game over Texas, 4-3. Second game, Milwaukee 5, Texas 4. I looked at that twice for some reason or other. It didn't look right. 23-80. 3-6. Late daily double at Buffalo Raceway. That's a peek in the world of sports. It's 7:37 in the morning, and here's the Little River Band. Oh, isn't it cozy? Just we two. The Little River Band at WKBW, 7:40, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. On your way and going this morning. Remember, Buffalo Police Department traffic radar locations are out there this Tuesday on Casanova Street, on South Ogden Street, and Lafayette Avenue. Gee, some of those familiar streets there. But I'll be traveling down, and you will too, most probably today, so take it easy. Casanova, South Ogden, and Lafayette. Mixture of cloud, sunshine, very warm today, high 86 to 90, and in case it looks like rain, there's going to be a couple of thunderstorms later today and tonight.
Hi, I'm Tony Fisher, and I own Friendship AMC Jeep.
17 before 8 o'clock at WKBW, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Durrell. It's a news time.
Good morning, I'm John Zach with KB Radio News at 7:46, 74 degrees in downtown Buffalo, like a sleep and relaxation specialist. I'm John Zach, KB Radio News. And now back to Tom Shannon.
Thank you, John. I'm just looking here at a story out of Chicago that tells me that this is a more dangerous business than we would like to imagine. I have done some strange and wild and wonderful promotional things. I've ridden in cars, gas-fueled, well, actually, they're alcohol-blown engines of Jimmy Otti's, for example. And that could have been very hairy because the roll bars or the things in the back, the wheelie bars, I guess they're called, snapped off. The car went right in the air. We did a side over. We could have rolled over and probably killed myself and the driver. And I got to tell you, even at its best, that is a very scary 5 seconds. That's all it takes, I think, 5 or 6 seconds to go down that quarter-mile track or an eighth of a mile track. Anyway, we've done lots of things that have been a little strange, and I'm still here to talk about it. But out of Chicago comes a story about 36-year-old Diana Migala. Diana is vice president and business manager of a radio station called WCEV. It's in the Chicago suburb of Cicero, and she broke her pelvis. She slipped from an elephant, that's her mount, if you will, while taking part in what was billed as the first annual Pachyderm 500, a one-block race in downtown Chicago, obviously to promote something, this time the arrival of Circus Varga. Migala was among 30 journalists and celebrities riding the elephants at the event. So they must have had all of the elephants in operation, and not all 30 of them are going to be in good shape. Whatever happened, I mean, however it did go down, Miss Migala did fall. The spectators screamed, because not only because of the fall, because that's a good distance up there, but it also appeared she might be trampled by the elephants. But as would be expected, those are smarter beasts than we give them credit for, I guess. The huge beast stepped around her. But that's her name, Diana Migala, and she is now recovering from injuries suffered from WECV in Chicago falling off an elephant.
Hey, where'd you get the black eye at work on Monday morning?
Oh, I fell off an elephant. Sure, you did. Like running into the door trick, you know, everybody runs into a door, or a big boyfriend, or a bigger girlfriend. Oh. When the beast got his stuff, the beast got his stuff. Michael Jackson, it's 7:56 from WKBW, and you want to be starting something. Well, if you want to get into something, this summer U.S. Air is going to make you feel like flying with low fares to more than 80 cities. You can fly to San Francisco or Los Angeles for just $199. Orlando was only $149, Nashville only $124.50, and Boston a low $55. Fares are one way based on round-trip purchase, and some restrictions may apply. For more information on U.S. Air schedules and fares, call your travel agent or U.S. Air, because they're going to make you feel like flying. on U.S. Air.
The smart grandmother knows how to handle the problem of pictures of the grandchildren.
Here's the Dave Clark Five. It'll take us just over 8 o'clock with Because. Hi, well, just because I love you. It's a minute after, nothing personal, Ruff. Minute after 8 o'clock in the morning, WKBW, and here with an update in our headlines is Rob Static.
Good morning. KB News is brought to you by the Aquarium of Niagara Falls, New York. I'm Rob Stoddard. Now, back to Tom Shannon.
Well, I always tell them when I was a child I had osteomyelitis of the leg, which is true, and they have no idea what that is, but it sounds so imposing that they figured, well, there must be something drastically wrong. I always figured that's how I could tell them that I was Robert Redford or whoever I wanted to be, you see. I mean, that had nothing to do with size. I think I'm taller than Robert Redford. I know I'm
He's
taller.
Short.
I'm taller than Sylvester Stallone and Mr. T. I ran into him in Detroit. Literally ran into him. I was coming around the corner in the building where we broadcast from, and I was downstairs. We have a bar down there, a very nice one. It's in a hotel, at the Westin Hotel, as a matter of fact. And he came around the corner, and he's just a little guy. I mean, big this way, but not. He's about 5'8", I think. And
then there's John Summers. The only one he's taller than is, what's his name? Hervé Villa-Kaiser or whatever?
Hervé Villa-Kaiser. Thank you, Rob. It's 8:03 in the morning. For Dan Nevers, this is Tom Shannon with Simon and Garfunkel at Scarborough Fair. Prince in 1999. It's actually 6 minutes after 8, July 19th, 1983.